This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Getting ready for spring break, Superintendent Jared Corden of Roseburg Public Schools. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning.
So, a lot of things going on this time of year. We have next week the last, really the only big break before the school year wraps up. How are things going this time of year?
Well, we've had a great spring. Obviously, the news this week was around masks being optional, and kids have done great with that. Staff has done great with that. So we are thrilled to have some sense of normalcy back. We keep saying we're not trying to get back to normal, or we're trying to get back to better, and that's what we're focused on this spring and into next year.
What's that transition been like in the past few days? I mean, different elements of society, people are kind of, some people are charging forward, some people are moving very cautiously.
Yeah, it's actually been great. Our kids have been amazing through this whole process. I've been out in schools this week. It really has been a non-issue for our kids. Some of the classes, kids have some masks on, and most of the kids don't. I've been at a couple events in the evening, school events, and just a mixture of adults and kids making their own choices, and I think there's been a real high level of respect for that.
So this time of year, a lot of kids are looking forward towards summer already, but then if you're a teacher or a parent, you're probably looking at your kids' progress this year, trying to see if they're on track. How does that seem to be going?
Yeah, we've got quite a bit of data in terms of where kids are at. Certainly we've got some work to do to make sure we can get kids where they need to be. We will be offering summer opportunities for kids, both for recovery, for credits, but also for acceleration and enrichment. And we're hoping we can help just have that better connection academically and socially for kids over the summer as well.
And do you think that's going to be a long-term thing in terms of the summer, both enrichment opportunities and also kind of recovery, as you call it, chances too?
I hope so. I heard from a lot of parents. We had about 1,200 students participate in the summer learning this last summer. And I had several parents reach out and just in appreciation saying it was really great to be able to have a kid catch up on X, Y, or Z or take a class. Those were all free offerings, which were great. And it did extend the school year. And also, it's sometimes a different kind of learning in the summer. It doesn't feel like there's as much pressure to get things done. Kids can work a little more at their own pace, but I'm hoping we can continue to offer those.
Now, obviously, staffing is an issue there. How do you pull that off with, given what normal contracts are?
We simply asked staff if they were willing, and we didn't really have a problem filling those. Staff were willing to do those. Again, last summer we offered everything from, enrichment around, sports and activities. We had guitar classes and basketball. So some a little bit out of the box. And what the neat thing there is there was an element of choice for kids on what to take, but also an element of choice for staff on what they wanted to teach. And that seemed to be a good, happy medium.
And are some of these opportunities, as you look ahead to this summer, things where maybe staff have the opportunity to do things they don't normally do? Maybe during the year you're teaching in one particular track, but you also have the background and qualifications to be teaching something totally different in the summer?
Yeah, and we're working on right now with staff in terms of looking at what kids need and also what staff can provide, and we're putting that together now, and I think we'll have another really great summer of free offerings for kids and families.
And of course, some staff are ready for the break, however.
For sure. I mean, we did reach out to some staff last year and they said, hey, thanks, but they have other things planned with their families. But in so much as they can do that, staff have been great about leaning forward and doing that.
So a lot going on in the district as you look around towards, a little more return to normalcy, if we can use it like that. What about some of the long-term plans you've had that you wanted to get to?
Yeah, I mean, we're really, looking at ways to make sure that student experience is what we focus on. What experience do kids have in our buildings? Raising academic rigor, increasing opportunities for kids. That really has been a recipe for us to be successful. Give kids a chance to choose what they want to be involved in, increase that rigor, and then support the heck out of the families. So instructionally, working on a lot of things. The community has been really involved in putting together a package to update our schools and to address health and safety needs and you know, aging buildings and repair, and also thinking about expanding student opportunities that way. And the board's been involved there too, recently voted to put a bond on the May 22 ballot. And so that's been really fun work in the community as well.
And there are a lot of components to that. And I know one of them is some of the elementary buildings, or at least maybe the ones that don't have them already, gymnasiums or multi-purpose buildings. Talk more about that.
Yeah, that's been one of the things the community really wanted to see. We do have 9 elementary schools, and 5 of those do not have dedicated gym space. And so we actually looked at a few districts a couple of years ago when we tried the May 2020 bond. And these are dedicated gym space. They're detached gyms, beautiful structures. They don't need to be attached to a current building. They can work unilaterally as a gym, but also can serve the community as emergency shelters, access for activities, and other just community events. They would be assets in the community that could be used not just for school, but also for community use.
So you could have meetings there from different organizations, maybe scouting or things like that.
Yeah, and you know, there aren't a lot of places, even for maybe the HOA group that wants to meet, maybe a wedding reception, or we have a volunteer group wants to meet together. So in addition to being a gym space that could provide, certainly during school hours, more opportunity for kids to move and have access that way, the community would have some additional resources, including being able to have a gym for things like youth sports and more access to activities and movement.
What about the security aspect? I know a lot of districts are looking at their buildings based on the framework, the way they were built decades ago, and looking at ways to increase security.
Yeah, one of the primary things the community and the board talked about, I've talked about this since I've been here too, is it's not the fault of anybody, the design, right? The designs were the best thinking at the time. And we have buildings that were actually built, we have a building built before World War I, actually. So we have some, you know, really buildings that have done amazing things over the years. Security is becoming an increasingly important thing to invest in. And so what that would do is really give us controlled access to determine who's in the building, harden some exteriors, but it doesn't feel hardened, but it is. It's a more of a professional way to make sure if we have kids in the building, you need to be able to check into an office and be let in that building. I often say, as a person that worked in buildings for a lot of years and am in and out of buildings, the building should know who's in their building, right? The principal, the teacher should know that the person that is in that building has checked in, similar to what we'd see like at a doctor's office or any professional building. So that's another investment the community and board wanted to see.
It's sort of like when kids sneak in or out a side door at home and you don't know what their status is.
Exactly.
It is hard to monitor. A lot to that now, and we're going to talk more in depth in the future about the bond, but that's the May primary ballot. Is there a place where you're starting to put out information about it?
We are. One of the places people can go is to our website, which is www.roseburg.k12.or.us. There is a link right on the top for the May 22 bond, and there's quite a bit of information. There's some videos and information that the community might find helpful.
And are things still being worked on for graduation for RHS?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a graduation. It will be outside at Finley Field, and looking forward to that coming up here early June.
All right, Superintendent Jared Corden, an update on Roseburg Public Schools. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
8:40, Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.